Hey everybody, Nate here. Before the show, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, the Snack Nanny. The Snack Nanny is the latest, greatest spill-proof bowl. It's the first snack bowl for kids with a self-closing door. The Snack Nanny allows kids to snack freely without overeating, keeps kids entertained, and prevents them from creating a mess for mom and dad to clean up. Kids and parents love the Snack Nanny. It's easy to use, easy to clean, and includes portion control features that only the Snack Nanny offers. To order, go to www.snacknanny.com. or order from Amazon. Remember, you support our sponsors and they support us. Thanks, and Nihei Debiru. Hello, and welcome back to another African edition of Chop Talk. I'm your host, Nate England. Today we have an informal episode that I recorded during the ride to the airport with Imtiaz Abdullah and Miwa Kanazawa. Imtiaz Abdullah is the director of the International Kimbu Kai Karate Kobudo Organization, based in Johannesburg, South Africa. He is also the former vice president of the World Karate Federation, former president of the African Karate Union, and he's the current head of the African Koshki Karate Federation and Koshki Karate Association of South Africa. I'm sure someone will let me know in the comments if I got any of that resume wrong. In recent years, he has been working diligently to bring traditional Okinawan Goju-Ryu to South Africa, which is the main purpose of Yoshio Kuba's trip. Miwa Kanazawa is a good friend, former co-worker, fellow Jodoka, and student of Goju-Ryu instructor Yoshio Kuba. She's also the translator for the trip and a guest on a previous episode of Chop Talk. Mr. Abdul opens the show by discussing the impact that Sensei Kuba's visit is having on the karateka of South Africa. We then discuss the history and origins of Goju-Ryu before Sensei Abdullah shares a few stories about some of his martial arts instructors. At the end of the episode, we talk about tournaments and politics as they relate to traditional Okinawan karate. Except for a few more pieces of this road trip, if the audio is good enough, this was the last episode I recorded during my trip to South Africa. I want to thank my good friend, Miwa Kanazawa, for putting in a good word for me and getting me included on the trip, her teacher, Yoshio Kuba, for letting me tag along, and Imtiaz Abdullah for organizing the trip and being such a gracious and patient host. I would also like to thank all of the dojo owners and karateka that we trained with during the trip, Kamal Hamdallah, Mark Apollos, Chris Williams, Zane Abrams, Ryukyu Samodian, Carmen Sebastian, and so many others. Also, thanks to my extended family, the Bensons, for their hospitality, especially Peter and Anne, who showed me around South Africa and let me crash in their spare room for a couple of days. Peter Benson was also a guest on a previous episode of Chop Talk, and I really suggest you go back and check it out if you are a new listener to the show. Finally, thanks to Nick Benson and Tammy and Zeno von Rensburg, who are responsible for some pretty brutal hangovers. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the show.
This way. We are Goju-Ryu. First time ever they felt this thing.
Wow.
First time ever. They said that they are so humbled by this process that he didn't criticize what they are doing. He just told them, this is my way. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Even the chief instructor called me, he says, thank you very much. Y'all were superb guests, that's what he said.
Oh, I train with them this week and this whole week.
Yeah.
And I feel like if advanced student didn't think by themselves, it's really interesting for me.
Mm.
Because always Kuba sensei ask me or ask other students, you must think of you now an instructor and you should think.
But this is, but very few teachers tell you that. Other teachers tell you, listen, just do what I tell you to do and nothing else. Stop.
And don't worry about why.
Yeah.
Or don't worry about what it means. Just, this is the way that it is.
Always, you know, my other sensei asking you,
Fuji sensei was like this as well.
Standard way of training.
No, but so this is not. Normally, it's not this way. You get insulted, you get hurt.
Yes.
You know. I mean, Kuba sensei shows you the technique. You can feel the pain, but you're not damaged for 3 months after that.
My senpai always told me, if you want to get that kind of technique, you should feel that how it pains.
Exactly.
Always they told me, and they made me sit next to Kuba sensei always when we go to the restaurant. Or it means they don't want to get pain anymore. So, hey, you should
especially when he's having a drink and you ask him a question, he stands up. Poof.
Yeah.
Other son, grab my hand. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I'm in trouble.
And now, not only sensei try me, other sensei always try my little, grab my little. Then now, how do you release my hand? Everybody try to play with my wrist. Some senpais also do Shoryu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they cheating sometimes. I don't know that kind of technique. From using that Shoryu way or some another place to adapt it and try using my body.
See, the other thing is that Kuba sensei, if you speak to him about Goju Oshito, he understands because he's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's not hurt, he's done. His body has gone through it. I mean, look at even the Hanshi. He can tell you how it should be executed.
Right.
You know? Whereas a lot of other senseis will tell you, no, I don't think it's a good idea for you to actually do another style, this, that, or the other.
Kuba-sensei always suggests us.
Yeah.
If you have a chance, you should visit any kind of dojo.
That's a very different mentality. But that is good, Miwa-san, because you then can understand different approaches. See, another thing I think is educated.
Mm.
Not only karate educated, but life educated, you know? So he has an open mind.
Looking for a way to gain an edge on the competition? Want to give your body some much-needed relief and relaxation? Try Medical Resort ATEC, Okinawa's specialist in sports therapy and wellness care. ATEC offers customizable massage therapy. Try their oxygen chamber for increased metabolism and faster recovery from injuries. Or take their stretching course to improve flexibility. ATEC is used by professional athletes from the Ryukyu Golden Kings, FC Ryukyu, and Ryukyu Corazon. Stop into their center Monday through Saturday at 12830 Oroku in Naha City, Okinawa. Call 098-859-1890 or visit them on the web at www.sanso-atac.com. That's www.sanso-atac.com.
Found out a guy that I knew was another student of Taguchi-sensei.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you were telling me that Nagano-sensei.
Oh, yeah.
So, a guy that I knew him from Jodo, but I knew he was did karate and kabuto also, but it turns out he used to be a student of
Taguchi-sensei.
Yeah.
Sensei long time. Of course,
but Taguchi-sensei was a difficult instructor.
Really?
Yeah,
very difficult. If you couldn't get one movement right, you never went to the second movement. I had a problem with Squeeuke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we were doing, when I first joined, we were doing the basic level, no, Gojukan.
Okay.
The basic level of Seinshin. Yes, it was Squeeuke. He made me do that thousands of times. He says to me, you must go round, not straight. But you know, you're so young in that time, everything is straight.
Right. If I just go straight harder.
Straight harder, yeah. But he had a phenomenal aura about him. When you sit with him, you can feel this, you know, this is not, it's not a normal person you are talking to. He had an aura. A phenomenal aura that, you know, he sucks you in. to his, because he was a Kuba sensei when he was, he used to drink whiskey and smoke cigarettes. He smoked cigarettes like you can't believe. Every second sentence, the cigarette is lit. And then and he'll ask you the first question when you walk in, you bring American cigarettes and do you have whiskey? Two things he asks you when you walk into the dojo. And then while he's drinking, you know, he starts talking like Kuba sensei. A lot of things he will speak about. And then when you ask him a question, he'll tell you, Kuba sensei doesn't go from, Kuba sensei gets to the point. Yes. Taguchi sensei would first start with the story and then come to the point. Like I asked him the question, I said, you know what, did anybody receive a grade from Miyagi sensei? He starts laughing. He says, nobody. But nobody will tell you this, he says. So I said, and what about you? He says, no, I never received a grade from... What he said to me was that himself, Miyazato, Yagi, and the other Miyazato, I think it was called Eko Miyazato, right? They met with, after Miyagi sensei died, they met with Higa sensei. And they said to Higa sensei, now you are the senior, you must grade us. So he said to me that what Higa sensei said to him, so what grade you think I should be? Not what you should be, what I should be.
Okay.
Right? So they said, no, you should be the highest grade. And then he says, and what about you? Where are you going to fit in? They said, no, one grade below you. He said, no, go back to the emperor and ask the emperor to give you either a Renshi or a Kyoshi. Go. I cannot give you that. Because at that time, Higa sensei had received a Renshi grade from the Budodokai.
Okay.
And Miyagi sensei was a Kyoshi at that time. So this is what he said. He said, because that is what Miyagi sensei told me, I have to tell you. Then apparently the four of them got together.
Okay.
I'm talking about Yagi, Miyazato, Taguchi sensei, and said, okay, we will grade each other.
Okay.
That's what they did. But when they got the grade, they didn't stay together, they broke up. And each one said, no, I'm the inheritor of Miyagi sensei. not from Seiko Higa, I'm the inheritor of Miyagi sensei because I received his chishi. And the other one said, no, because I received his gi and the belt, so I must be the inheritor. So Taguchi sensei said, but I received all the notes. So should I be the inheritor if I received all the notes? So this is where the issues became quite difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you see that famous photograph, the four of them are training in the dojo.
Yeah.
Remember? With the pants, yeah. Without the top. They're doing, I think it is, they're doing, I think, Gegisai or Saifa. One of the two. Oh, hell. We're going to be caught in this thing. So I think we'd rather just get out here. Oh, God. I think we'd rather use a reverse as well, but otherwise it's gonna be very long time.
Mm. They're doing road work or is this a protest?
No, they're gonna stop you and check your stuff and all of that. Yeah. So it's gonna be a bit of a problem. We'd rather just go.
I don't have anything illegal things.
No, it's not illegal. They're gonna check the car and they're gonna.
Yeah.
So these are the things. You see, the traffic's gonna get bigger and longer. So they'll check your tires, they'll check your this, they'll check that. Then they'll check your driver's license. Now, some of them want to be bribed, so. And then you give a bribe and you're in trouble.
Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, remember, if you have an upcoming seminar, tournament, or other martial arts event, let us know, and we'd be happy to announce it on the program. And now, back to the show.
You know who was a very interesting individual was Ichigawa. He was like a hermit. You know, he never mixed with people. Yeah, Izumikawa sensei is a student. Yuino, you know Yuino yeah, but he had a very peculiar way of doing a go. You know, he used to move his hips a lot. He had very good hips, you know. It was very flexible.
Yeah.
And his dojo was bigger than his house. He had his house on the right hand side, and his dojo was the main place. So for breakfast, he'll take his table and put it into the dojo and have breakfast, and then take it out again. So his wife used to be, and then if you want to have a shower in his dojo, he had a hose pipe outside in the street. But he did a lot of research on the Bubishi. This is also an interesting story about the Bubishi. Who really brought the Bubishi to Okinawa?
Some people say there's not only one
Bubishi. Bubishi, exactly.
Some version of it. But it depends on what version.
Oh, it could have been different volumes. Because Nakaima sensei brought a Bubishi also.
Yes, I do.
Do you know, is Nakaima, is he the head of, who is the head of
Ruiru
now? Is it Nakaima or Sakamoto? Or are there two, have they done this? But I think he's changed a lot of Ryu-Ryu.
Yeah, the people are not at the time, Sakamoto Ryu.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, the old Ryu-Ryu is more simple.
Yes.
Not like his way, you know, too much show.
Like you said, you must. There's a training about the face as well.
Yeah. That's my first time I met him.
He's a school teacher, is he?
Yes. He was a school teacher.
All right.
He has physical activity teacher.
Oh.
And his summertime assignment is to make a kendako.
Oh.
Student, you know, he tell his student, you punch, you train and punch his makiwara every day or pushing up with you.
Yeah.
And you should make the kendako.
Ah.
This is assignment. I heard that one of his students.
That's the homework. Nakaima, the younger one, I mean, he's younger when he's in his mid-70s. I mean, he's doing sword, he's doing judo, he's doing kabuto, he's doing karate. He's a busy man. And then, but then his son, he's only doing EI. He's really good, though. Yeah, he was, he won the tournament. He was the number one go down in Japan, I think 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
Sakamoto-san was given a contract to teach the Egyptian Karate Federation for 2 years. Yeah. And because Egyptian Karate Federation, the government backs them 100%.
Wow.
Right, so, I mean, they got 1 million karateka in the country. And each karateka pays 20 Egyptian pounds as a membership. So they got a lot of money in the federation. So because he won the world championships, they invited him to come to teach. But he must stay in Egypt. 3 weeks he started crying. I want to go back, I want to go back. I said, what? You got a 2-year contract. No, I want to go back. I don't want to stay here anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I tried Egyptian dishes.
Yes. Nice, huh?
Some is nice, but some others are a little bit too much olive oil.
Oily.
Too much olive oil. There is one Egyptian professor.
Oh, in Okinawa?
Yes, Okinawa International University. And yeah, I tried that before. It's really nice.
No, they really got one of the most serious karate associations in the world.
Oh.
And all the instructors are full-time.
Full-time?
They get paid by the federation. But I remember, because I knew the president quite well, he said, look at this guy, crazy Okinawan comes here, he starts crying after 3 weeks.
Is he still there?
No, he ran away.
He left.
They gave him a return ticket and told him to go. Because all they wanted to learn was Anan. That's all they wanted to learn. Because, you know, he was winning with Anan at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were giving him good money. I think it was like $5,000 a month or something. That was in maybe 15 years ago. 15, 20 years ago. They gave him a house, you know. Well, not a very good house, but any a house. And, but I think, you know, the problem with Egypt is that you can't just drink freely. And I think that's where Sakamoto had a problem.
That's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
Okay.
Also, I hear he likes touching ladies.
Yeah.
In Egypt, you can't do that. They'll cut your hands off.
Looking for great entertainment? Want to find the best deals on food and drinks? Use the PubPal app to find great establishments near you. View daily specials, find live bands, karaoke, even poetry. If you're looking for something to do, PubPal is the answer, and it's only a click away. Download the app on the Apple Store and get the Android app on Google Play. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Visit PubPalUSA.com to find out more. That's PubPalUSA. PubPalUSA.
I guess because he won the world championship 5 times, you know, he thinks... But one thing I'm glad about, that he's now the chairman of the technical commission. So at least some Okinawan karate is coming back into the World Karate Federation, you know.
I'm not sure how much he understands about Okinawan karate.
Yeah, that's because also
he
true.
He never became the champion in Okinawan
karate. Oh! No, eh?
No, never. At that time, Sakamoto Sensei was a competitor. But there are not more old style karate sensei judges in Okinawa. And that is Okinawan tradition.
Right.
Too much, you know, mainland Japan.
Flash, yeah.
Too much.
But that I understand, yeah.
There's also a bunch of Okinawans that think Ruriru
is not traditional.
There you go. Yeah.
But
Nakama, since I went to China, didn't you?
Yes. Ruriru is kind of traditional, but now they want to remain you as a
Sakamoto. He has a big following internationally. I mean, I'm talking South America, Spain, Portugal, Italy, very big following. And the one thing I don't like about him, he likes to be treated as a cult. Everybody must know, bow at him, and they must look after him, you know, like as if he's the king. The first time I met with him, I was in the World Karate Federation. I know he was this very boisterous. I said to him, hey, listen, you may be whoever you are, but the minute you take off your gi and you put your shirt on, you Sakamoto, finish. Simple. He didn't like what I said, you know? So, because relatively, he competed as Japan, one country out of all their countries. So you can't, he can't be wanting to want, you know, celebrity status, you know?
Right.
And Hayashi Sensei was very close to me, and he started laughing. So I said, why are you laughing? He says, you're the first guy to tell him this.
That's a little unusual. Most Okinawans I've met are much more laid back about that thing.
No, but he's Japanese.
Okay.
His mentality is Japanese. That's his issue.
Maybe Taka Miyake is another other guy who has this.
That's another guy I had a problem with. Huh? You know, in 1993, I went and did a demonstration at the Oichiri Championship. They asked me to do a demonstration, okay? I did Seisoshin Kata. And after the thing, you know, all the masters were there, so they took a group photograph. And Tomoyoshi Sensei, is it?
Yeah.
He called me. He said, no, Mr. Abdullah, why don't you come and take the photograph with us?
Yeah.
This guy is, no. I looked at him and said, who the hell is this guy? I didn't know who he was. Who the hell is this guy? So he says to me, no, you're not at our level. Not something like that. I said, I never said I was at your level. I was asked to come here. Then Tomoyoshi says, I said, then don't worry about him. You come to sit. He's the one that wrote that thick book on Weichiri, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had one.
That's very valuable now, Miwa-san.
Yes, I know.
Very, very valuable.
Maybe a couple years ago, unusual earthquake in Okinawa. And usually, no earthquake in Okinawa.
Yeah.
But that I really shaky. On my bedside, the big bookshelf. The top of the bookshelf, I put this big book on there.
Shall on you.
I woke up and the first thing I watched is that big book, the moving. I really scared. Maybe I'm dying here by that book.
There is a guy, there was a guy in Okinawa that used to buy used books and sell on eBay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to actually sell it for quite a lot of money.
Wow.
I mean, he was selling that particular book, I think, for $2,000. Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people were buying it.
I tried.
No, I'm being honest. It was that book, and there was a few books he had that he was selling for quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And people were actually buying them because...
I've seen versions of the pinnacle and the hand is my sword.
Yeah.
And things like that go for over $1,000.
That's it. Even, what's his name? Oyama's What is Karate?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a book I'm trying to get Tadahiko Otsuka. You know, he also did Goju. Yeah. But he had some books that he produced. he was. He also did some Goju-ryu, huh? So Morio Sensei is still in Okinawa, Mio-san?
I'm not sure, but yeah, I think so. He's only Goju-ryu
was. Oh.
I heard that from Mio Sensei recently.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Well, from what he was doing, I could imagine, huh?
How old is he? Is he in his 70s?
No, Morio Sensei. He's about 60, 67, 68. Yeah. Morio Sensei is 1 year older than Okama Sensei. Okama Sensei is now what, 44? 44 would be what? 44, 54, 64, 70, 84, 94, 2000. No, no, can't be
68.
Yeah, 68. Because his dojo is at his mother's house, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need a new floor.
Yeah.
It has holes on it, and the holes are taped over.
He had the story that, you know, when Miyagi Sensei used to run on this cobble stone, that he used to hit his body against the rocks. So now he emulates, you know, the same.
That's all for this episode of Chop Talk. If I can clean up the audio enough, I might release another episode or two from our ride to the airport. Thanks again to everyone in South Africa. I hope to see you all again soon. Nihei de biru. Ichiribi chodai, and mata ya. Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.